Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, March 11th, 2024, through Friday, March 15th, 2024. Monday, March 11th, 2024. Former chairman of One Global sentenced to 5 years in prison for running $250 million securities fraud scheme. Carl R. Ruderman, the former chairman of One Global Capital, LLC, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for carrying out a $250 million securities fraud conspiracy scheme. Ruderman admitted that he and others made false and misleading representations to investors and potential investors as to the profitability of One Global's business in marketing materials and periodic account statements. According to plea documents, investors were falsely told that One Global had audited financials by a public accounting firm, that the investors' money would be spent on the investment, and that they could expect double-digit returns on their investments, among other things. Ruderman further admitted that he spent One Global investors' money on credit card payments, vacation travel, insurance payments for his art, collection in valuable jewelry, drivers, nannies, housekeepers, mortgage payments for his house, tuition, and payments for a luxury vehicle. Ruderman also admitted that he diverted One Global investor money to businesses benefiting him and his family without the investor's knowledge. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, March 12, 2024. Insurance agent sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for defrauding elderly investors and tax evasion. Philip Roy Wasserman was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for a conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud, substantive counts of wire fraud and mail fraud, and evasion of payments of income taxes. As a part of his sentence, the court also entered an order of forfeiture in the amount of $6,318,299.75, the proceeds of the criminal conduct. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Wasserman, a former lawyer and licensed insurance agent, and his co-conspirator, Kenneth Rossman, a Florida certified public accountant and licensed insurance agent, made false and fraudulent misrepresentations and concealed material information in order to convince elderly victim investors to put their money into Wasserman's new insurance venture, FastLife. Some victim investors were persuaded to liquidate traditional investments, such as annuities, and/or to borrow funds against existing life insurance policies to generate cash to invest in the venture. These victim investors were not told about the surrender fees and other costs associated with said liquidations, and Rossman prepared income tax returns for victim investors in a manner designed to conceal negative personal tax consequences that resulted from liquidations. Wasserman also used victim investors' money to make Ponzi-style payments to earlier investors in the FastLife venture, as well as to victim investors in his earlier hedge fund and real estate fund ventures. Wasserman spent a significant amount of the investors' money to finance a lavish lifestyle that included a luxury personal residence, a beach house on Casey Key, professional hockey season and playoff tickets, concerts and other shows, vehicles, jet skis, jewelry, including a diamond ring, personal celebrity entertainment, gambling, retail shopping, home improvements, personal insurance, and a host of other expenses for his personal benefit and the benefit of family members. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Three men charged with running Hawala scheme responsible for illicitly moving more than $65 million between the United States and the Middle East. Mohanad Azubadi, Shaker Salih Mohammed Hodder, and Abdul Kader Nori Hamza were charged by federal indictment with conspiring to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business that was responsible for illicitly moving more than $65 million between the United States and countries in the Middle East, including Yemen, Turkey, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. According to U.S. Attorney Damon Williams, the indictment demonstrates our continued efforts to target and disrupt alleged illicit financial networks that are used every day to criminally transfer proceeds across international borders. Our commitment remains to exposing these unlawful networks and to prosecute those who operate them to the fullest extent of the law. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, March 14, 2024. Salt Lake Trucking Group owners found guilty in a financial fraud conspiracy that cost FedEx Ground $108 million. Yevgeny Felix Tuchinsky and Konstantin Mikhailovich Tomlin, the owners of a local trucking conglomerate named Salt Lake Trucking Group, SLTG, were found guilty of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Beginning around 2009 and continuing to 2019, the defendants bribed FedEx employees in exchange for those employees providing more business to SLTG. Instead of competing fairly against other contract service providers for FedEx business, SLTG bribed FedEx employees to obtain more miles and more money from FedEx. The defendants and their co-conspirators also alleged in deceptive practices to conceal from FedEx that they were violating several FedEx policies and contractual provisions, and they bribed FedEx employees to help deceive FedEx and cover up their violations. These deceptive practices included, among other things, creating shell companies and lying to FedEx about the true ownership of the companies. This concealed from FedEx that SLTG owned and operated the shell companies and that the shell companies shared the same owners, assets, trucks, and employees. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, March 15, 2024. Operation Fraud Street Mafia, results announced. 9 arrested for drug trafficking and committing more than $550 million in attempted tax fraud. Operation Fraud Street Mafia resulted in the charging of a Kern Valley State Prison inmate with drug trafficking and COVID-19 fraud. 7 defendants in California and Maryland were also charged in the 2 schemes. While incarcerated, with the help of his associates, Christopher Thomas is accused of leading a conspiracy to defraud taxpayers of over $550 million by falsely claiming COVID-19 employee retention credits. According to court documents, in August 2022, the DEA began a wiretap investigation into a methamphetamine trafficking operation that was run out of the Kern Valley State Prison in Delano, California. Thomas has been incarcerated since December 2010 after being convicted of a gang-related first-degree murder. Thomas is a longtime member of the Main Street Mafia Crips, a street gang located in South Los Angeles. IRS records show Thomas and his co-conspirators filed hundreds of payroll tax returns that claimed over $550 million in tax credits. The payroll tax returns were for fake business entities, actual businesses with overstated wages and number of employees, and businesses that were defunct at the time the payroll tax returns were filed. The defendants used the proceeds for improper personal expenditures. For example, in December 2022, Thomas celebrated his birthday by paying for his family members and friends to be driven to Las Vegas from Los Angeles, party for the night at a luxury penthouse, and then fly back to Los Angeles on a private jet. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.